The Iranian foreign minister said Iran and Cuba proved to the U.S. that it cannot advance its policies by putting other countries under pressure. Mohammad Javad Zarif made the comment in a meeting with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez Pereira, in Havana, where he kicked off his six-day tour of Latin America. Zarif said Iran and Cuba suffered under unjust U.S. sanctions but never gave in to the pressures. The Iranian top diplomat added that Tehran and Havana must begin to work towards a better future for their countries. Zarif also said Iran has opened a new chapter in political and economic relations with Cuba. The Cuban foreign minister, for his part, praised Iran's foreign policy and its successes in the nuclear negotiations. Rodriguez Pereira said Havana is eager to have broader ties with Tehran. Well, joining us to discuss this further is Gloria Sella La Riva. She's a Latin America expert, and she joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on A Press TV, ma'am. Now, if there is any country that understands the period of sanctions that Iran went through, it would be Cuba, so to speak. How imperative is it for these two countries to broaden and deepen their ties?
Oh, absolutely. Cuba has had a blockade imposed on it by the United States since 1962 officially, and it has caused more than $1 trillion in damage. So it definitely understands what Iran has been going through for these years of sanctions, which is the only objective of these sanctions and blockade is to cause suffering among the population and their diabolical view of thinking that it will then organize against their government. And that hasn't succeeded, and it won't.
Right now, considering that when we look at both countries, Iran and Cuba, we're seeing the U.S., at least on the diplomatic front, bowing down a bit from its aggressive stance, recalculating whether these sanctions have worked or not. What does this mean for U.S. foreign policy?
Well, I think that the tactics are changing, but the objective remains the same: to try to overthrow or crush a government that acts independently of U.S. designs. And that has been the objective for more than 55 years. In fact, that's what Obama admitted in 2014 when he said that the U.S. blockade hadn't achieved the aims of the U.S. And therefore, they're trying other means. With Iran, they are recalculating. Of course, the agreement that Iran signed on the issue of nuclear energy was due to great pressure, undue pressure. However, we can't assume that the U.S. will not try other means to try to attack the Iranian government.
Right, and do you think that the people of, be it Cuba or Iran, as well as their governments, are ready for so to speak, stand up against these new tactics that might be applied against them?
Well, I know for the Cuban people, they have not so much. It's a matter, you could say, it's standing up, but it's really resisting U.S. imperialist pressure. The U.S. would like to have its, what it considered its property of Cuba, returned to it. They do not like the example that Cuba has set for Latin America and the world. And for Iran, the U.S. wants complete domination of the region, and they see the threat, although Iran is not a threat, they see the threat of an independent country with high development, and which provides a model for other countries in the Middle East. But the U.S. sees its greatest ally as Israel, and I think that's where the real danger lies, is Israel's insistence in being the garrison state for the United States, receiving billions every year. So I think that the visit by Foreign Minister Zaidi to Cuba was a very important step forward.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Gloria Sella La Riva, Latin America expert, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. It's always a pleasure talking to you on Press TV, ma'am.